Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's Christmas in Kansas City, and the snow is falling down. The plaza lights are pretty, it's good to be in my hometown. All the fountains are frozen over, and the leaves have long been on the ground. But there's a warm feeling here, lived through the year, it's like nowhere else I've found. Cause it's Christmas.
The only thing I can see is Spectre dancing to this song. Did he tell you to play this?
No comment.
Or Josh. It's one or the other. I mean, it's this is such a brutal song. But we used to play it, and Spectre would dance to this song all the time.
It's a good song.
It does kind of remind me of...
Sweet. And I promise you'll be able to understand all the words. Not like Sting, where you can only understand the last three.
You know who the biggest Sting fan is that I know?
Vip.
Vip, yes, absolutely. Ooh, yeah. Huge okay. Sting fan, yes. Name another Sting fan.
My parents were huge Police fans.
Yeah, who'd you say?
Sting.
Yeah, like, Sting isn't one of those names you're like, I love Sting. Like, you know, it just isn't. Like, he's got some good song. My family song growing up was Fields of Gold because we heard it on a vacation one time and it just played over and over again in the early 90s. And still to this day, we send it to each other and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But other than that, there's not much that I care about Sting, but Vip does.
So I told you why I fear the stadiums being out of Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Because I look at St. Louis, I look at what downtown St. Louis looks like as opposed to St. Louis County, mm-hmm. and I know that there's a stadium in downtown St. Louis. That is it. There's no other reason to go down there, at least from when I've been down there. And then you go to St. Louis County, and boy, is it just completely different. Mm-hmm. And I worry that's going to happen to Kansas City.
Yeah, and I think that's a good worry. I got a text from somebody yesterday that's been kind of on the inside of everything that's going on right now with the Royals and the Chiefs. And he texted me and he goes, do you have any fear that downtown is going to crumble and all this hard work that we put in over the last 20 years to revitalize downtown is going to go to pot? And I'm like, that's an interesting way to kind of think about it. And you brought up the same thing. And I think it should be a concern for a lot of people that you're going to see the inner core, the heartbeat of our city crumble. But it's not because of the people. It's not because of the Royals or the Chiefs or anything like that. It's because of the poor leadership that KC Moe had for the last, you know, 3 or 4 years in trying to get this thing done and trying to get this thing put together. From Mayor L to Frank White, those two guys right there are the ones who failed everybody. It's not the voters. It's not the teams. It's the leadership, because there was none. There was no leadership. And I think a lot of times, you know, leaders want to be popular. They want everybody to like them. But that's not how you lead. You lead by making those hard decisions and hard stances and hard, you know, problems and solving all of them. And there was a major issue, you know, with the Royals and you know, trying to get that stadium built. And instead of helping the process, I think Mayor L hindered the process by suggesting that Crossroads area. And it wasn't really where the team wanted to be, but they were doing a solid for the city at the time to say, all right, we'll think about that area. That's not bad. It'll connect, you know, the Power and Light District to us. It'll be good for everybody involved. The Royals did such a solid for the city, and then Mayor L never did a solid for the Royals and didn't endorse that stadium plan until the witching hour, the Saturday at 1 o'clock before the vote when nobody's paying attention. That's when Mayor L endorsed that plan. Mayor L should have been out there from the beginning of this telling everybody why this was beneficial and telling everybody, if we don't vote for this, we could lose our teams. That's what a person in leadership does. He did not do that. He sat on the fence and he tried to play both sides and keep everybody happy. That's not leadership. Sometimes in leadership, you have to piss people off and make hard decisions. And the hard and smart decision that Mayor L should have made was to say, we're going to go in the East Village, we're going to keep this here, and we're going to champion this project, and we're going to get that stadium downtown. Because you went from the East Village to the Crossroads to Overland Park, and you lost it out of not only your city, but your county and your state. Because you didn't lead, and you kept the city council in the dark, from what I've been told, and they're not happy with that because they didn't have a say in anything because nobody was informing them. The same thing with the Jackson County legislators to Frank White. Kept them in the dark as well, didn't share information with them, and now here we sit. So when people look back and the book is written on why this happened, there are two reasons why. Quentin Lucas and Frank White did not lead when they needed to lead, and they let the county, the city, and the state down, and now both of the teams are going across the state line to Kansas.
I heard you yesterday with Carrington, and I want to bring that back up because you were giving the information that we'll give again on the other side of the break, but again, it's not 100% final, but I think the way that Carrington said it is that it's first and goal from the 3-yard line.
Yeah, I texted you yesterday. I said, publicly, not done. Behind the scenes, done.
So, yeah, and if you've got thoughts on this too, please, phone lines are open. Yeah, call us 913-586-7965. Love to hear
your thoughts too. What fans are saying. It's the biggest sports story in Kansas City history. And, you know, I was talking about that with Scott Parks yesterday. I went on with him and Dan in the afternoon, and he brought me on. He goes, this is the biggest sports story in Kansas City history. I go, yeah, it is. Two brand new stadiums are getting ready to be built on the Kansas side of the state line, where for years, Kansas had nothing, and then they got leadership. Credit Laura Kelly. What a leader. Ty Masterson, president of the Kansas Senate. What a leader. Skoog and Overland Park, leader. All of these folks behind the scenes that you didn't really hear much from were leading and doing good things. They weren't out in public. They weren't doing any of that kind of stuff in on the front. But they were leading from behind and in back, behind the scenes, and they were getting deals done, and they were being good partners. That's the other thing. Partner keeps coming up in all of this. They keep referring to the state of Kansas as a partner and whatnot in all of this, and they are. This is a partnership, and it's going to be a really good partnership, and it's going to be very beneficial for our area. It's going to create jobs. It's going to create places for people to go. It's going to put Kansas City on the map even more so than it is. It is a major, major, major change for our city, and it's a great change for our city, and everybody can benefit. And I understand where you're coming from, Dusty, on the downtown stuff, because you're not the only one that I heard it from, and I kind of feel that way as well. We worked so hard to get downtown to where it needed to be, and the final piece would have been that ballpark in the East Village that John Sherman wanted to do before he purchased the team, for God's sakes. And Mayor L got involved and said, well, let's do the Crossroads. And here we sit.
John from Southside, time's yours.
Hey, Dusty. How you doing today?
Not good, man. Not good.
Yeah, I'm the same. So real quick, so I lived in Jackson County, South KC, my entire life. And, you know, I've had the Chiefs and the Royals for 24 years since. Does a lot of our taxes and revenue go towards Chiefs and Royals? Correct me if I'm wrong. So like my point is, what's the point of living in Jackson County if if we lose it to Kansas, like, where's all of our money going then?
Well, the three county, the 3/8 cent sales tax is what is what's being paid in Jackson County for the stadiums. Okay,
right. So,
once 2031 comes and the teams leave and that tax expires, you'll get that 3/8 cents back, so to speak, in your, you know, your income, $100, $125 a family of four, I think is what they factor it out to be.
Gotcha. I mean, and I know that was a tax nobody really saw. Like that was correct. A big argument for, because it wasn't a new tax. It was the same tax, just extending it
right
in the first place. So I'm just really pissed off about.
You should be.
Bobby made a great point of the leadership earlier that there hasn't been any at all, and it's ridiculous, and I would imagine some people feel the same way, how upset and pissed off I am. You know, being a KC resident, Jackson County resident, your entire life. I'm sure plenty of people a lot longer than me, but I think that's besides the point of now. And I'll happily go to Kansas and still support, you know, both teams. I'm not one of those people. And I think if you are that person, you're just a lunatic and you're stupid. You're dumb if you're not going to support a team just because they go across 20 minutes of the state line. I just had to rant for 20 for about a minute or two. So I appreciate you letting me do that.
Yeah. Sounds like a Surfside Friday night, John.
Thanks, Dusty. Have a good one, guys.
You too, man.
Yeah. No, and
we'll continue to take those phone calls too. 913-586-7965. I'm sorry to cut you off. I've got to get to a break. We'll get to your phone calls, your concerns. Vent if you like. Try to pick me up. I don't know if you can. I'm down, baby. Down bad. 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast. This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.